This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Hour number two coming to you live from the Seaport District of Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. And Bart, you've upset the hive. Eric.
The Alicia Keys hive?
Yeah, Eric says, don't ask Bart Scott about music ever again.
Are you crazy? I'm from the Motor City, baby. I know talent when I see one.
Aces says, Bart talking bad on Harlem's Own. Put some respect on that lady's name.
Man, I put respect on there, but listen, her husband created.
Swizz.
He created the verses. Why she ain't winning there and versus nobody? Is she going to versus Mary J? She going to win and beat, she going to beat Mary J?
Who would you want to see versus Mary J?
Mary J's like unique.
Yep.
Before Mary J kind of got crazy.
Would you go Toni Braxton?
R. Kelly. No.
No?
Toni Braxton's a different type of singer.
I mean, I'm trying to think like era.
It's
still
tough.
R&B.
It's tough because Mary J is a different type of person.
I agree.
And like Faith was kind of like that, but she don't have enough records.
Not enough. Yeah.
Yeah, she don't have enough records.
I completely agree.
So like Mary's the angry, better when she upset type of. And Keisha Cole ain't deep enough. Keisha Cole don't have enough, but she was like Keisha Cole.
Mary's always about, you know, like the jilted, jaded, you know, angry, upset.
Although
Family Affair is not sad.
But
she's
a rap singer. You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
She's more of a rap singer. You know what I mean? Yeah. It ain't about her vocals. It's about her attitude, her swag. You know what I mean?
Now, Journey of Destin on Twitter said, I'm with Bart on John Legend. He's talented, but blown up a bit.
Yeah, he's commercial, so they push him up because he does all the fun stuff. Like, they act and they put him in there. But his song's okay, but he ain't Maxwell. Hell, he ain't The Weeknd.
Whoa.
He ain't The Weeknd.
What?
No, okay. Name me 10 John Legend songs that you vibe with.
I can't name songs off the top of my head. All I'd have to do is hear him sing, and I'm like, this dude is ridiculous.
He gets elevated. I mean, hell, on the low, he ain't better than Kim.
Well, I mean,
he's not better than Kim. That's the same type of music, that kind of neo soul type of stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but he gets elevated because he has a nice smile. His girl is popular. He plays the piano. But his hits ain't really hits.
I know what you're saying.
He got about 10 of them.
He's mainstream.
Yes, exactly.
So
he gets elevated.
He's to a different type of people safe.
Exactly.
That's what you're trying
to say. Exactly. But he's not better than Maxwell.
He's not better than people.
Yeah, ooh, yeah. Like, is that? Oh, he's so nice.
Know which way to go.
He looks so clean.
Come on, look at him.
Like, he had a certain look.
Why did you put that in your voice? He looks so clean.
Because, you know what I mean.
I don't talk like that. You're imitating me.
He talks like that.
He does not.
Okay.
Well, eventually, we'll get back to sports. We'll do that once we get Jay Will on here. Because
I'm just keeping it real.
You are.
I'm sure. I bet you he has an opinion about it, too. Like, certain people.
Oh, I know Jay does. Jay loves his music.
Certain people get elevated because they're commercial and they're safe and they made the right connections. It doesn't mean that they're more talented than certain people.
No, but
hell, Jaheim is talented. He just look like a thug, like that smoke Black and Miles all day. That's just singing R&B.
But what started this whole thing was Alicia Keys and how you kind of did like your reaction when we were playing her music and stuff. Is you gave me a little bit of
like
Alicia Keys is not.
Alicia
Keys is like that's legit.
No, man. She's good. She's not great.
What?
If she was on a Brooklyn Nets,
I just want a fair chance, man.
Patty Mills. She ain't James Harden. She ain't Durant. She ain't Kyrie. She Patty. Just keeping it real.
Like really useful and productive.
Yes, talented, versatile.
Talented.
I mean, she could come with a hit song every once in a while when you know what I mean, but you ain't expecting the bangers from her. Just solid stuff. Just meh.
But she can get you 30 on like a given night.
Do you talk about safe? Because she's like the safe, but she's mystical. Like, she's not Sade, but she gives you a little Sade vibe because she's on the piano and she's playing.
But she can also bring it, though, as well. Like, I think she can give you an anthem. She can give you an anthem.
Yes. Yes.
Right? Empire State of Mind is very similar. And by the way, she also, like, the two versions of the other version of Empire State of Mind is incredible.
Yeah, but she's not Beyonce. She's not Mariah.
Well, there's not.
She's
many.
Not
I mean,
Whitney. She's not Mary.
Mariah.
She's not Mary.
I'm
still going.
Mariah is in the like Jordan LeBron debate.
Yeah, she's not
when it comes to all-time greats.
Yeah, she's not Whitney.
Yeah, Whitney's in the Jordan LeBron. Like she, they're up
okay,
there.
I'm sorry, I didn't know we were talking about greatest of all time. No, I got you. This is exactly who she is. In the world of Aretha Franklin, Patti LaBelle, she's Chaka Khan. Let that marinate.
That's not.
She's Chaka Khan.
I love Chaka Khan.
Yeah, Chaka Khan got some hits that you love. But you know that those other two got bangers.
Feel for you.
Yeah.
Now you got all these 80s songs like stuck in my head now. But anyways.
All good.
So there's a report, Bart. I found a Bleacher Report has this. A million people were tagging me on this.
Oh, my favorite line.
This is where you go. No, ESPN is where you should go for your sources. But Bleacher finds all the different reports and then they put it out as well. And they also have their own people that do reporting. They are reporting right now that word is circulating around the league. Mm. And I think I might have mentioned this a week ago or so. I know others have mentioned this. James Harden has an increased interest in testing the open market this summer. Remember, he's going to be a free agent. He never signed an extension.
Yeah. Would you?
And that,
what the hell, Kyrie's been holding the organization hostage?
And that is also why the Sixers are kind of saying, we ain't trading Ben Simmons for nothing because we could get him for that guy. And we all know Daryl Morey and obviously James Harden have that relationship from Houston.
He's in the pot.
And boy, would it be special to take Joel Embiid, who's playing right now the best he's ever played. I mean, just each night it's 30
and
10.
They're wasting it. They're going to waste it.
And if you put those two together in pick and roll situations, two guys that just are unstoppable players, get to the free throw line, just great scorers, all those things, that could be something special. Now, the other thing that's on top of it is that one of the reasons, according to this report, Harden remains invested in competing for the title in Brooklyn this season. But according to multiple sources with knowledge of the situation, Harden has recently informed several confidants, including former teammates and coaches, of his interest in exploring other opportunities outside of Brooklyn this summer. Kind of like, you know,
Let's go, Knicks!
Is the vibe... No, think about it this. It's all like frustrations about Kyrie Irving not playing full time.
Yep.
You know, Kevin Durant being injured, Harden having to carry the whole thing again, just like he did in Houston. And also the fact that he doesn't really love being in Brooklyn. He loved being in Houston because they were the show. That's it. It's them and the Astros and the Texans. I mean, they're the show.
What's the show in New York?
If you're in New York.
What's the show in New York?
They're not the show. Now, I try to explain this to people listen to us nationally. The Nets are nationally a big story because of the stars on the team.
Yeah.
But understand, in New York, the Nets are not the main story. The Knicks, like when the Knicks lose, it's a back page more than the Nets winning, unless the Knicks didn't play that night.
I'll explain.
That's just a reality. It's not me being Mr. Nick. I'm just telling you, that's just how it is. And I'm sure a guy like Harden is like, why am I like... I'm persona non grata in this town. How's that possible?
I'll explain. Last year, both teams went to the postseason. The Knicks postseason tickets sold out in 13 seconds, damn near. James Harden was giving out a meet and greet and giving a piece of his chin hair from the beard and begging people to come to the arena.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to feel like the baby brother when you have the more talented team, but nobody actually cares. Like, nobody's, you know, sees James Harden out there. They might tap James Harden and ask him to get Obi Toppin because they want to ask for his autograph. That's how it is around here. That's just how it is.
Yeah, and so that's what makes this really interesting. Now, the trade deadline is February 10th, so it's coming up in a couple of weeks. This report isn't suggesting that there could be a deal, you know, like an impending deal now. If you're Daryl Morey, you would love to right now strike while the iron's hot and get Harden, send them Simmons, and then which I think does kind of work for both teams in a way. But just understand, with that in mind, because they could use a guy who gets after defensively. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's not a shooter, but do you need – I mean, come on. They've got Kyrie. They've got KD. The only issue now is do you wait, though, if you're the Nets and say, but if we have these three guys, we can win a championship. Why would I trade him now? I can always do a sign-and-trade in the summer. For Simmons. So this might not happen now, but certainly you're hearing the rumblings of James Harden thinking this could be it for me this year.
But if you're Daryl Morey, you're saying he's a free agent next year. I can hold on to my asset that's Ben Simmons. Tell Joel Embiid, we're just going to do what we can do.
Well,
next
you got to have
year,
the cap space. You got to so sign and trade probably is the way it would work. They're capped out.
But the thing is, like, who's to say in the offseason they can't trade Tobias Harris somewhere else, trade Ben Simmons somewhere else?
Well, the rumors are that's what they're trying to do.
And James Harden won't just come just because.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
No.
So now you get other assets that are cheaper.
I don't think that's going to happen that way.
But it could happen that way if the Nets try to play hardball.
No.
So could the Nets possibly leave and lose James Harden for nothing? And nobody wants to be in that situation. We've had James Harden. We gave up a lot for him. LeVert, Jared Allen, all the pieces we gave up for him. And if he decides just not to sign and test free agency, then we may not even be able to do a sign and trade. He may walk out the door for nothing.
You see that? Well, that's what the Nets have to worry about.
That's
is
what I'm
he
saying.
Just leaves
that's what
and
I'm saying.
You don't get
you
anything
get
for him. But that's what makes the sign and trade a possible thing, and that's why you know this could always happen. And that's why the Sixers aren't looking to trade him by the trade deadline. Like they could very they could, and it seems more and more possible now that Ben Simmons could stay with the Sixers for the rest of the season and not play the whole year. Because and you heard and Morey kind of suggested it like we keep him all year. Like there's no reason to trade him because there's probably a bigger market in the offseason than there is in season because he hasn't played. And so if you're a team that's getting him, you want a guy that's ready to hit the ground running and you don't know where he's at right now.
Exactly.
So that's something to watch. But
he's engaged.
But this does this does suggest something though, Bart. This might be it for the Nets. Like here, this is your window now, this season, and you have Kyrie part time.
And KD's got to come back off an injury.
And he's got to come off an injury. I think he'll be fine.
I know KD's like, man, I should have just went to New York. If I'm gonna spend 3 years and not win a championship, I would have been banging in New York, the team that we thought that they were all coming to.
But that's not Kyrie had the Nets thing set up. KD. Then went with him there.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
And
trusting Kyrie.
This is where they are right now.
How'd that work
888
out?
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
That's Kyrie's fault.
Let's take D in Queens. What's going on, D?
Listen, I've been telling people from the beginning of this season that James Harden has been pissed off with Kyrie. He's been talking about it and leaving breadcrumbs in all his press conferences, and nobody's been paying attention. Nobody's been paying attention.
Give me an example.
Now.
Give me an example of what he's been saying. Give me an example. I haven't noticed him being that outspoken.
The first conference, he said, this is kind of like Houston, where all the drama and all that. Always remember, James Harden dated a Kardashian and dropped her before Lamar Odom, before Weston, because he didn't like drama.
Yep.
He don't like drama.
Yeah,
he doesn't like drama.
That you could tell. Yeah, you can definitely see that. I do think, though, what do you think of the idea that he comes to one of the biggest basketball cities in the world? And the reality is, no matter how many, like those three guys are playing together and they're not the biggest show in town, which you would think they should be, right? And they're not.
Listen.
And I think he's a big basketball
they
guy.
They got to win, and the Nets should trade Kyrie. And I always say they should have traded him to Houston. Trade him to Houston for their trade exception and Eric Gordon and John Wall. And Houston's the one team that wouldn't even care if Kyrie walks because they just want the owner's cheap.
Yeah.
That's the trade. And Eric Gordon might keep James Harden there. That's the trade.
Eric Gordon would be a great piece.
You don't really need
a point guard. You just need a shooter right around there.
Eric Gordon's
no, but if
player.
You get John Wall and John Wall and Eric Gordon equals more than Kyrie Irving gives you. Kyrie Irving has never been a good teammate. Never. 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 Every team is always drama with him or he's hurt. Why would you want someone that unreliable?
Well, because it got you KD, that's why you wanted somebody like that. Thanks,
Dave. Yeah, I get that, but okay, Kyrie's long. KD's time long term. Enough. Start running your franchise like you own the team.
Yeah.
Get rid of Kyrie. Yeah,
I think they're reaching that point. No, D. Look, great insight, man. Great stuff. I do think they're getting closer to that point. If you're the Nets franchise, you got to be getting closer to that point of, all right, well, we got what we needed out of this, which is locking up KD long term. How much longer do you stay loyal to a guy who's doing his own thing?
Yeah, now KD has to do his best recruiting trip to try and see who he can get to come join him. And
well, he did. It's James Harden.
Yeah, but you know, James Harden leaving, now he got a guy trying to do some more recruiting. Like, who's out there?
Yeah.
Anthony Davis?
I don't know. Javi is in New Jersey. Javi.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Ham, you're always talking like a true Knicks fan, right? How are we going to give away one of the best players ever for a guy who cannot even make a free throw.
Who's that?
What are you talking about?
Oh, he's talking about giveaway James Harden for a guy who can't make a free throw. When he comes here, you won't need his offense. It's about his defense.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, no. Let me make something clear. Stop. Let me make something clear. I'm not advocating. Like, I'm saying this has been something, been talked about, whispered. It's Daryl Morey.
By you guys, dial it down. Who could never ever understand that we're going to win a championship and you guys can never win one.
Okay. All right. All right. I gotcha. You're very fired up.
That's the problem. Listen.
It is a problem. I'm creating
you
this. You're so right.
You guys cannot get anybody to play
no,
for
you're
you.
So right. They
you
can't
guys
get
are
anyone.
Always crying.
So all I'm trying to do is ruin something that you've got. Daryl Morey.
Yes.
And, hang
listen.
On. Listen to me, Javier. Before, I don't want to hang up on you, man, because you're having a great time and this is so entertaining. But listen to me. Daryl Morey and James Harden have a relationship. Do they not? Am I making that up or is that a real thing?
Yes.
Okay, stop. You acknowledge that. The Sixers are trying to trade Ben Simmons, who is, at his best, a great defensive player and a great playmaker. Yes. Am I wrong or right? He's an all-star. Am I wrong or right about that?
No.
Just say yes or no.
No.
No? No, he sucks.
No, you're right.
He sucks.
You're right.
Okay, I'm right. So, with that in mind, and oh, by the way, where's your GM from and where's Ben Simmons from?
Okay.
So there's past connection. I don't think he knows.
They're both from Australia.
So you're just trying to connect the dots with something that seems very obvious. And if there's a report that I have not written that says that James Harden is not happy where he is and might want to move on and play for somebody that he's known for a long time in Daryl Morey, how is it my thing? How am I creating this?
And how am I a Nick?
Listen. If anybody from the Nets do that trade, he should be fired yesterday.
Okay.
Because we're giving.
Well, you're going to lose him for nothing, right? Because he said he's going to test the market.
He might. Well, the report says
so he's not signed.
He might walk.
He's not signed long term.
He's very upset. He's very upset.
When the hell did I become a Knick fan?
I don't know.
Like, how you going to say y'all? Like, what the hell I got to do with this?
You.
I'm a Pistons fan and a Bobo fan.
You are a Bobo fan.
You know what I'm saying?
Now you're a Celtic because you're a Celtic.
Gordon is one of my favorite players of all time. I've been talking about Gordon. I like players like that. Like
me
Eric
too.
Gordon is my favorite player.
I hate that he's down there
just wasting away, man.
With only a few more years left in his prime.
After coming with all the injuries that he had to deal with to become the player that he is today, he's a great shooter. He's a lockdown guy. He's reliable. I wish that they can get rid of him. He needs to have an opportunity to go somewhere to be able to play.
I'm curious for this call here. This is not on this topic, but something else. Joe in D.C. Joe, what do you got?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love your show. I listen every day.
Thanks.
Diehard Packer fan here, and let me tell you, my soul hurts. It's hard being a Packer fan because I'd almost rather them not make the playoffs. This way we don't get our hopes up just to get let down 3 years in a row. It's a special kind of hurt. Let me say that. But another thing, I think a huge problem in Green Bay that's not being talked about enough, that's not having enough focus on it, is Mason Crosby. All right? He was the man for a long time, Mr. Clutch. But as of this year, and even a little bit last year, his inconsistency is off. And if you watch, 75% of his kickoffs land on the 2, the 3, the 4, which gives them already from the start the 30, the 35, close to the 40. He needs to put the ball in the end zone. His time is done. We need to move on and get a real kicker that can put it in the end zone. It's frustrating.
Well, let me tell you what happens when kickers get older and they can't put it in the end zone. They usually get a kickoff specialist and they get a long field goal kicker as well.
Phrasing.
We did it with Matt Stover in Baltimore, who was probably one of the most accurate kickers before Vinatieri and Vanderjack and now Justin Tucker. He was like at 85-86%. And we signed Ray Ritchie, who was our kickoff specialist. Now I understand sometimes Crosby, you know, guys go through these ips where they have bad seasons. When they get older, just think Nick Folk was fired in Dallas for the Cowboys. He came and kicked for us in
Folk
the playoffs.
Hero. Yep.
And also, now he's back and won a lot of games and one of the most accurate kickers. So, kickers are allowed to have an off season sometimes, too. All players have it.
I kind of like, I mean, you can tell he's a diehard fan, but I just kind of like the idea that Aaron Rodgers' real biggest issue is the kicker.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's
how about
it.
The real issue is no free agent. Receiver has ever gone to Green Bay in history.
Yeah, you better draft good ones because you're not going to attract them. And
guys like, I want to catch balls in the freezing cold. Yeah, I'll sign up for that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we're still kind of like
phrasing.
All right, so there's something going on in New Orleans that we've talked about, and Dallas, which could have major implications for the Cowboys on the field. It's something we will discuss coming up. But first, Bart has got to tell us about Vivid Seats.
Vivid Seats. I already told y'all about Vivid Seats.
Tell them again.
Listen the first
tell
time
them again.
Well, okay, if I have to.
Yes, you do. Contractually, you're obligated to.
With the safe return of live events, you can actually be there to catch all the action in person with Vivid Seats. That's right. Every alley-oop slam, every one-timer, every sideline grab can be experienced live. And with Vivid Seats rewards, you can earn things like free tickets. Mm. All you have to do is collect the stamps, redeem, and repeat. It's that easy. From upper level to courtside, Vivid Seats has you covered for all the events that matter to you. So grab your tickets today and cheer on your favorite team from the stands. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Life, just like this read, happens live.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
I mean, yeah, man, gang. Nah. There's more Usher song than Harris.
I tell you what, we can talk sports for 3 hours. You know, we get reactions. We got our calls. Man. We got a whole bunch of calls right now that we will get to in a moment. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But now it's we've been together for two years. Is it 2 years?
Yeah, it's been two. It's official.
You sure it's two? Yeah, we've already passed our anniversary. Oh, wait, we did. The 20th.
Yeah, January 20th.
We missed our anniversary.
Damn. It's too early for one anyway. We do that at 5 years.
Yeah, okay. So anyways, every time you and I get into anything music-related, movie, but mostly music-related, it's amazing how much reaction we get to this stuff. That's why I love doing it.
I do like the Mary J. Blige matchup, though. I do like that, but it's just not enough. She got to use a lot of her Fuji stuff.
Yeah, it was suggested by Cartman's alter ego, Lauryn Hill versus Mary J.
Yeah, because they both got that hip-hop rap a little bit, but, you know, I mean, the Miseducation Lauryn Hill was great.
Give me Miseducation, right, versus My Life.
No.
Put those two side by side.
She just got to pick 20. So, like, she got to pick some of the Fuji stuff where she was the main person
right.
on it.
That's hers.
But Mary has...
You heard with Nas just recently, that what she did with Nas?
Like, yeah, but Mary got 10 albums, man. And features galore on other people's stuff.
Fair.
So, like, you know, Lauryn didn't put enough work out there. You know, Wyclef.
She went away for a while.
No, yeah, Wyclef blew her mind, man. She was on there, Wyclef was throwing that thunk dizzle on her, you know what I'm saying? That Haitian jack up on her.
All right, then.
You know, and she wasn't ready for all that. Lost her damn mind.
Run the damn ball. I agree with Bart. Alicia Keys' Chaka Khan. That was an amazing parallel. But also said that we are the perfect combo. And we had him rolling during that whole music segment. See, that's what we do. We kind of give you
get everything from us, man.
Yeah, we try to anyway. And you know what you get from us right now?
You ready?
Well, not yet.
Oh wait,
because I can save this for at the end. So you know what? We are now done talking. We let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call
Audio Files. You hit it too high, man. You gotta hit it on the end. That's what the end is there for.
Damn it. So,
do you need LASIK? Are you here like Wild Thing? You like Charlie Sheen in Major League?
I'm supposed to hit the ampersand?
Yes! That's the perfect center.
Right on the ampersand.
Yes! You missed it again. How can you miss something that's literally right in front of your face?
This is what happens when I play golf. I used to play with DiPietro, and he would say to me, The ball ain't moving, man. It's not moving.
How do you miss an air sign? It's literally right in front of your face.
Because it's awkward angle here. All right, one more try.
Better, but you still meant you hit the H. Better.
I'm done. I'm just done.
I just want a fair chance, man.
It's not a good day.
Get into LASIK, man. Give him the gas face.
All right, well, I try to gather myself. This is why I suck at golf. Damn thing ain't moving, but I still can't hit it. We mentioned Sean Payton and some rumors, and those, like, and speculation. And yeah. Some of that has kind of stemmed not just from Keyshawn Johnson putting it out there back in December, but also from Gail Benson, owner of the Saints, who was asked about Sean Payton and his future with the Saints and if he will return. And her answer, just listen carefully, is quite interesting.
No, Sean, we don't know. You know, who knows? We'll find out soon enough, I guess. I don't think any of us know, but he'll let us know soon enough.
So,
Bourbon Street?
Yeah, they caught her outside. It's just, you know, who knows?
And
that he'll let us know, and that's the part.
He'll let us know? That's what he gets to do?
That's the part that, well, I mean.
He'll let us know.
That's the part that is.
See, this is what I don't like.
The most curious.
You signed a contract, but you'll let us know. But when an athlete.
You didn't hear her say that? I thought I heard her say that.
Yes, she did. But when an athlete signs a contract, oh, he has to honor his contract. He's going to leave that place in a mess. Like, hey, here's my world. It's going to be on fire.
Yeah, she's. Oh, that's what it is. Yeah. I don't think any of us know, but he'll let us know soon enough.
Bro, you just paid Taysom Hill. You had us pay Taysom Hill, and you going to leave? Oh, hell no. You going to coach him?
Yeah. And this was at a Mardi Gras related event.
Yeah, makes
sense. So that's why you had a little bit of that noise in the background.
She was catching beads.
Ooh. That's. I can't unsee that now.
Meanwhile. Marcus.
Movie reference. Let us know at Barton Hunt. Somewhat connected, of course, is the Cowboys and Jerry Jones, because he did on Friday leave that. And remember I said to you, it sounded like he said, McCarthy's my guy because there's nobody out there better than him. Like, if I could get somebody like at a Belichick level, he said, you know, then, but because those guys are hard to get, they're not out there. So leaving open. But let's go back to listening to what he said about the coaching and his questions about coaching and why it doesn't sound like it's a given that McCarthy returns, because he's saying, I got some things to think about.
One of the pet peeves I have is that I don't like this, well, we've got to work on this in the off season. We've got to work on this. But I don't go for that. I've been trying to push that. I want those things recognized and addressed after we play Tampa, after the first game, or after we play the sixth game. I don't want to wait until we're sitting here with no season left to address these things we're doing or not doing.
Is he revealing that in meetings as they talk about the issues with the team? Because you know he meets with McCarthy pretty much after every game, right?
Yeah.
Is he hearing when they're talking about whatever issues they have? Well, it's something we got to work on in the offseason. And he probably sitting there going, like, what are we doing that for?
Well,
let's fix it now.
He's also mad at Amari Cooper, right?
Yep.
Who he paid $100 million and gave him a first-round draft pick for.
And he's
available. And he's going to hamstring him as well. And, well, he, you know, you talk about Cooper saying that they weren't getting used up to their potential. So, listen, it's
That's
nothing. Listen, we've all been there, right? The one that got away. And how often in life do we have an opportunity to land the one that got away?
Mm-hmm.
And who's the one that got away for Jerry?
Sean Payton. He was there with Bill Parcells, right?
Ooh, yeah.
That's a long time ago.
And he let him walk. And if he can get him back, he don't care. He will walk over McCarthy's dead body to get the one that got away.
Right. He's
Believe
got
that.
3 years left on his contract, McCarthy does?
Yeah, first-round draft pick.
Pocket change.
Yeah. First-round draft pick, who cares? And a future two or something like that. Same thing, Herm. Give up first round for him. Who cares?
Man, if you're the Giants and you got two first.
The crazy thing is, the Giants had an opportunity. They would have been a little bit
Joe
more
Shane
patient.
Joe Shane is their GM now, so I don't. You know, that's clearly
yeah,
not.
Yeah, because I think Sean Payton is going to be acting. If he's going to go and coach anybody, he's going to be both.
Yeah, he's the cook. Right. He's definitely not. He's not just the guy buying
the
groceries.
I'm the most powerful
he's
person. Chef as well. I'm John Gruden.
Yeah. He's going to want that. By the way, it does sound like Brian Daboll is in for another interview with the Giants.
Yeah, this, man, this is barbecue chicken.
So
I told you.
Dan Quinn already had a second one, too, but don't you feel like
it's a done deal? It's
Daboll.
Because they have to get some offense. You talk about the last coaches standing in the playoffs are offensive coaches. You talk about if you want to be able to justify Dave Gettleman, Dave Gettleman can say later, I told you I was right. Because if Daboll can get half the productivity that he got out of Josh Allen, you talk about two guys with big arms, both 6'5", both can run with the football in their hand. Now, Josh Allen's a little bit more special.
Just get another guy in there to compete with him, though, right? That's what the Giants need to do. All right, let's finish this up.
Just go get Mitch Trubisky, like, over there. Say, hey, you got a real chance to play over here. You know you ain't playing behind Josh.
Brilliant. I agree with that one. So
I'm available all week.
Tom Brady, we talked about at the top of the show, is contemplating his future, and if you listen to the quotes, it sounds, and we'll play them for you again a bit later on, it does sound like he's leaning towards the idea of, you know what, maybe it's time. So when you look at the Bucs and you think, well, what does this mean for them? Bruce Arians is letting us know, don't expect a rebuild.
The reload, you know, like it is every year. For us, free agency will be our guys, and see how many that we can get back, and then build the team from there. Always look forward to that part of it and the draft. So, yeah each year is so different and so new. Last year was to get everybody back. It was amazing. And doubt we can do it all again this year, but we're sure going to give it our best.
Really, the biggest piece missing will be the quarterback, and he was the brain of everything.
Well, good luck with that, right? Because
yeah, Jameis Winston.
Like, this is the whole thing. Matt Ryan is like, see, we waited him out. It's our division again because I ain't worried about Sam Darnold. I ain't worried about Taysom Hill and Sam Darnold. Yeah, right. Right? So you look at it, right? If he's gone, Gronk's gone.
Yeah, you think so Gronk would probably say, all right, I'm done.
So now you got to say, now you got to go back. Hey, OJ, you looking real good today, man. Have you been working out? Because now you got to go kiss ass to OJ Howard, who you disrespected. Like, when he got in the game.
Pushed him aside.
When he got in the game because other guys got hurt, we was like, damn, OJ the Juice Man still on the team? You forgot he was even up. Like, that's how little they used him and disrespected him. And now he's going to be on the market and all these other people, we love you over here. Mm. He's saying to Bruce Arians, Mike Jones back then didn't want me.
But you know what? There could be some quarterback movement this offseason, and that's not a prime job with all the pieces they have there? You don't think
what pieces? Godwin's hurt. You got Mike Evans.
He's not hurt forever.
He's hurt for a year. So you got Mike Evans.
Evans. You just mentioned they've got Godwin. Godwin.
No. Howard's a free agent.
Oh, he's a free.
Yes.
But can he walk or.
He can walk.
There's so much I have to look into that.
Yeah, he can walk.
Look, it's still a.
Pierre Paul's going to walk.
It's still a place to have success.
Dominican Sue's going to walk. Huh? They all these guys, they signed back. Levante Davis got to walk.
So he's saying it's not a rebuild. You're saying, oh, yes, it is.
I'm saying they got to sign 15 players. They got like 30 players as free agents because they all signed one-year deals to come back.
All right, we'll leave it there. It's Barton Hahn. That was Audiophiles. ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, protecting small business. With specialized coverages for commercial vehicles, moreprogressivecommercial.com. Coming up, a change to the overtime format just gained a big supporter. I fight Bart next. Bart on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Bart and Hahn.
Hey, Shaka.
Yeah.
AKA Alicia Keys.
People got to know the origins of this song. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott.
And gladly risk it all to the fire. Mm.
So we mentioned Sean Payton, and you heard that in audio files. So Gail Benson saying that we'll know when what he wants to do, meaning it doesn't sound like it's a given he will be back as a head coach of the Saints. So maybe he becomes a coaching free agent at some point. If we remove Bill Belichick, where would Sean Payton rank among, if all the coaches in the league except Bill Belichick were available to you as a franchise? Would you put Payton at the very top of the list? Would you put somebody else at the top of the list? How would you do that?
Payton's going to be about 10th for me.
What?
About 10th.
10th?
Probably you got to go Andy Reid.
Andy Reid for sure. Be at the very top with Mike Tomlin, right? The two of them right up there.
See,
what?
Okay, because I got Harbaugh up there too. Like, what?
But you're a Reid.
What has Harbaugh done that Mike Tomlin hasn't done?
Harbaugh's had losing seasons.
Yeah, two.
Mike Tomlin hasn't. You asked me what he hasn't done. That's what he hasn't done. He hasn't
okay,
gone.
Okay, so I'll put him slightly behind him because they both. Because I think Harbaugh's had maybe one.
I'm a big fan of John Harbaugh, so I'm not going to argue with you about his coaching acumen.
Mike Vrabel.
I'm a big fan of Mike Vrabel. The more I've watched the Titans, the more I just think that guy gets it. He understands.
Pete Carroll.
Bruce Arians? Then Pete Carroll? They're kind of the same age.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm putting Bruce Arians before Sean Payton. He did it with the GOAT. You know, he did have major success in Arizona. He did.
Yeah.
Yeah, before the health scare.
Peyton's in the five. I would say that, right, you got Reed, Tomlin, Harbaugh, Vrabel, Payton. I would put them in the five. And then Arians in there too, right? So maybe six. That's a different class.
Well, Sean McVay, though. Yeah, I mean, he's 35 years old.
He's young.
He's about to take his team to the Super Bowl for the second time.
Very likely he could get there again. Yeah, and very likely he could win it again, too. Because whoever comes out of the AFC Championship game, you could argue, will not be 100%. Like, that's going to be could be a battle.
They should get super healthy against the Bengals. I mean, come on. Like,
you think so?
Bengals ain't.
You giving them no chance?
I'm giving them a chance because Tyrann Mathieu's got a concussion, yep, and their corners suck. And you know what I'm saying?
Tell me how you really feel.
Yeah, so it's going to have to be a shootout. And they beat him 4 weeks ago.
Do you put Kyle Shanahan in this list if we're going top 10?
Yeah, he's there. He's one of the best playmakers of all time. You know what I mean? You talk about McVay. You talk about LaFleur. Mm-hmm. He's their daddy. He gave birth to all of them. You know what I mean? Because they all came from the same coaching staff in Washington. So I'll go that.
You could argue his daddy is actually the daddy.
Yeah, his daddy is the granddaddy.
The granddaddy. Oh, I see. It starts like that. So you got the lineage going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it down to. Obviously, this is all just hypothetical.
Yeah, because all those guys got fired. Zimmer got fired.
Belichick, you could put him at the very top. I mean, that's really what you would do. If you could get him, that's who you get,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's in a different level.
No, I need him because he'll get my whole franchise set the way I need it set.
Although, never seen him have success without Tom Brady.
Wow. You're going to do that?
I mean, 20 years could have been like – fudging the
thing
numbers.
With Belichick, though, is it could turn into a whole Phil Jackson thing if you ever brought him in to run your franchise and not be the coach.
He's a horrible general manager. That's a problem.
That's what I mean.
Look at the people that he brought in.
That's what I mean. It's sort of like you reach that dangerous point where he's got to be the coach. So, Andy Reid, Mike Tomlin, who would you want as your coach? At Barton Hahn. We are back in 10 seconds. We didn't fight.
Listen, no disrespect to Alicia Keys.
Too late. Once you say no disrespect, you're about to disrespect.
I said she's Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan's in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, no. There's nothing but greatness from Shaka Khan.
I'm just saying she's not those other people.
You got to admit, though, this song stays with you.
Yeah, I hated this song. I hated this song so much.
Were you?
They used to play it all the time.
But you were with the Jets when
Yeah, the Titans. Man, they played it.
2010, 11? Yes. Yeah.
Like, shut up. Can we get something else in the warm-ups?
Really? How could you not just love this song?
They played it too damn much. And because we're in New York, they're going to play it extra. You hear it on the radio all the time.
We do have...
Can't wait.
What you talking about, Willis?
Ian Rappaport says this is NFL, so we'll wait for Shefty, of course, to confirm. But sources are telling NFL Network Sean Payton has informed the Saints he will be stepping away. It didn't take long, and it shouldn't. It's the right thing to do.
If I'm James
stepping away, now does that mean now stepping away, like I'm going to take some time, you know, do some TV, whatever it is, or is he stepping away for other opportunities? And if so,
so now you have another.
How's that work?
So now we have 9 head coaching spots open.
That's right. Now all of a sudden the Saints are involved.
That is a Super Bowl defense right there.
That
man,
good,
if I'm one of those guys, they destroyed Tampa Tom twice with bums at quarterback. Man, if I'm one of those guys, I'm like, hey.
If you're Dan Quinn.
Jets. Way to go, Jets. If I'm Marcus Lattimore, are you staying there? If I'm Marcus Lattimore, a free agent safety, if I'm a free agent there, no Sean Payton, no Drew Brees, am I staying?
I see.
See, they can't hold me hostage. So I don't care who you bring in there. I ain't trying to hear it. You mean to tell me I got no Drew Brees? Jameis Winston's not under contract. He got a messed up ACL. And you saying, you think I'm staying here for that? Hell no.
Very interesting.
And we got cap issues. I'm out. Peace. Way to go, Sean Payton. Way to blow it up and burn it and say, you know what, I need to step away. Oh, maybe you're not so great without Drew Brees. It ain't easy without Breezy. So now you want to mess up the salary cap? No, hell
maybe
no.
Maybe he just needs
hell
to get
no.
away.
Hell no.
It's,
hell
it's
no.
a very stressful
you don't
job.
You don't do that to people.
It's a very stressful
yeah,
job.
Yeah, so you don't leave when it get hot.
Can I just pay off the tease here, if you don't mind? Andy Reid who took advantage of winning a coin toss and took advantage of obviously marching down the field and winning a playoff game with the Bills not having a chance to answer. He said this about the overtime format. Quote, I had a chance to talk with Sean afterward, meaning Sean McDermott of the Bills, Bills head coach. He said, and I'm sure it's something they're going to look at again too, and I wouldn't be opposed to it. It's a hard thing. It was great for us last night, but is it great for the game, which is the most important thing we should all be looking out for? To make things equal, it probably needs to be able to hit both offenses, both defenses. Now, before you scream at me,
stupid.
When Jacoby was in here and we were talking about it, and you know how he feels about it, what if you went baseball style, the home team, you go to overtime in the playoffs only, the home team, they go second no matter what, just like baseball. You get the bottom of the inning. The road team, you don't have to flip a coin or nothing. The road team gets the ball first. The home team always gets a chance to answer, and it ends like that.
No, I just
you don't like that either?
I'm tired of always trying to make things easy. How about you invest
it's
in your defense?
It's not easy, it's better.
No, how about you invest in your defense? Your defense. We wouldn't be having this question if the defense would have got a stop. They would have punted, and then they would have kicked the field goal from like the 30-yard line after they got the ball on their 40, on their own 40.
But it just doesn't – I need to hear from other people about this. 888-SAY-ESPN.
Scrubs that lose.
888-729.
He only saying
three,
that because he lost
seven,
to the
seven.
Tampa Tom that way.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.